You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Hi folks, welcome to Circle of White, Circle of White Light Radio. Oh, it's going to be one of them shows. Okay, it's the 17th of January, 2021. Good evening, everybody. I see you all logging on the chat room there. Welcome. Just so much going on, folks. It's unbelievable. I'm sure you're all seeing it out there on the internet. What's going on in America, and we're going to be talking to our guest tonight. It's a chap that I've never actually interviewed on either on OIM or Circle of White Light, so he's a brand new guest on the show, and it's a chap called Wajid Hassan, and we're going to be talking to Wajid in a few minutes, but as usual, let's find out what the communication channels are first before we get on with things.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
So as usual, you know, the website circleofwhitelight.com. I'm on patreon.com/COWLR, and obviously on PayPal as well on the website if you want to make a donation and support what I do, the radio show. And obviously, you know, part of donations, as you know, go over to PIF, which is Pay It Forward. And then what we do is we allocate some of them funds to Pay It Forward, which for local charities and local groups. And we try and help out and do our little bit to pay it forward. And that's the whole idea of that. So if you can afford a few quid, I know things are hard at the moment. And we are in January, 5 weeks in January after Christmas. I know it's a bit tight. So even 1 or 2 euros, it's very helpful. So thanks for the people who do donate and support. Much appreciated. Okay, right. Well, as I said, there's so much going on at the moment. This week alone is going to be, I think, in my own opinion, it's going to be an amazing week. Either way, with everything going on, it's going to be an amazing week. So much going on, so many games being played. This is definitely a 5D chess game of what's going on. And what happens in America, I know people are going, well, that's America, we're in Ireland or we're in the UK, whatever. But what happens in America is going to have an impact on us. It always does. So we just have to watch what's going on. That's the playground at the moment. And we have to watch what's going on over there, because it's going to come over here and it's going to affect us. And to be honest with you, well, all the governments that are stepping down, there's so many governments that are stepping down at the moment, that there's an issue or whatever. You pick a country, there's an issue with the government, but there's quite a few governments that are stepping down. Why are they stepping down? That's the question. Are they stepping down because they're being exposed and they know they're going to be exposed? Or are they stepping down for another sinister reason? I don't know. But maybe we'll speak to our guest, Wajid, and get his opinion on it shortly. But as usual, there's a few things that I want to mention. Now, during the week, as you know, Trump has been taken off Twitter, and a few other platforms has taken him off, because freedom of speech obviously doesn't exist anymore. If you don't agree with what people say, well, then they shut you down. The truth doesn't shy away from investigation, but unfortunately, when it comes to the cabal, it obviously does. But one of the things I did come across during the week, and again, I don't know how true this is, by the way, folks, so I'm just reading it out, but I'm not saying this is gospel or this is going to happen or it's true. I'm just giving you some of the information that I come across that's out there. And it says here that Donald Trump's team apparently did post up on Twitter, allegedly Donald Trump's team, okay? And it says, I am drafting an executive order to take the following propaganda media outlets off the airways: ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. I'm also working with the FCC to pull their licenses. We have evidence that all of these media organizations employ agents of Chinese Communist Party, as well as embedded CIA agents whose sole purpose is to brainwash, hypnotise and direct public opinion towards certain agendas, particularly agendas that support the left and the deep state. These organisations are a threat to national security and virtually nothing they report is actual news. Well, I'd add RTE, TV3 and anything else that's media in Ireland onto that list, because they need to be taken out as well, or taken down, because they're not benefiting people. Especially when, you know, I go back to what I said about, you know, if you want to have an honest debate, get Professor Dolores Cahill on RTE and have a good debate. You don't get Jedward wannabe pop stars who are on Pop Idol. I mean, who are they? So I don't know whether that's true or not, but that was posted up, so it's interesting. Okay, now, obviously they have to ramp up the revenue, because there's people losing their jobs. They're not getting the tax money that they would normally get for people paying tax in their jobs. So the revenue collection is in full swing. And from on a newspaper or a website called corkbeo.ie, it says, man gets travel fine after turning up the same checkpoint 2 hours after he was sent away. As of today, the 11th of Jan, anyone in breach can be fined on the spot, but they will be given a chance to cooperate before they're hit in the pocket. Gardaí have the power to issue fines for those flouting the travel rules from today. The charges mean that anyone going outside the 5 kilometre without reasonable excuse can be hit with a 100 euro on the spot fine, or even higher if an officer seeks advice from the DPP who decide to punish to push further. A number of people have already been fined in court, with one man in Leitrim sentenced to 2 months in prison for breaching travel restrictions. Another man in Dublin was given 30 days. I mean, this is just disgraceful. It really is. In Tipperary, one man got hit for 400 euro after he initially turned away, but then tried to get through the same checkpoint 2 hours later. Here's some of the charges that have already been issued out in the court. Now, obviously, there's a list of, you know, fines there. I'm not going to go through the whole lot. So it says, as of today, anyone in breach can be fined on the spot, but they will be given a chance to cooperate before they hit in the pocket. Those who don't comply with Garda direction could face further action. A spokesman said, from today, Monday, 11th of January 2021, members of An Garda Síochána Corner can prosecute breaches of travel restrictions on the COVID-19 regulations by means of a fixed charge notice. And then it just talks about the Health Act. An Garda Síochána have been consistent in their graduated policing response to supporting public health regulations and guidelines in line with our tradition of policing by consent. Policing by consent. Well, what if you don't consent? How about we don't consent? I did get stopped myself the other day. I posted it up on Facebook, and the police set up a police check right around the corner from Aldi and Supervalue. And I got stopped and, what's the purpose of your journey? And I said, shopping. And he went, oh, okay, go ahead. And I thought to myself, you put a checkpoint right around the corner from Supervalue and Aldi, and the majority of people probably coming around the corner will be shopping. I mean, they obviously didn't think that one through, to be honest with you. So that's what I was going to actually talk about for my week, actually, preempting myself, that the checkpoint was there. And, you know, people have lost their jobs. And obviously they were doing the tax check and the insurance check and the NCT check. And, you know, you lose your job, you can't pay your tax, your car tax, but you need the money to buy food for your family. And they're going to pull you over because you don't have tax. I mean, it's just all wrong. It really is wrong. If they're going to do checkpoints for COVID, then purely just do it for COVID and stop the people and ask them if you want to do that. But don't be going sneaky and going over and checking tax insurance. I mean, that's just sneaky, that is. And people are struggling, and times are hard as it is. I will say, I did see some people on self-righteous people on the old Garda websites on Facebook going a bit, you know, talking about, oh, people should be done that, yada, yada. Well, that's okay if you're in the position and you have the money to have your tax and your NCT done, you know. But a lot of people have lost their jobs and are struggling and are really desperate, but they need their car to pop down the road to get food and stuff like that. It's just disgraceful what's going on. But hopefully we'll see what happens. I mean, there is a lot of change going on as well. So that's the positive side. And hopefully this won't go on for too long. But fingers crossed, we'll see how we get on. Okay, I'm going to bring on my guest, but I'm going to read out his bio first as usual. My guest is a chap called Wajid Hassan. And Wajid is from Pakistan. From Pakistan to England and then settling in America, Wajid has lived an interesting and varied life in many fields of endeavour. From a technical background as a field service engineer, I know that feeling, Wajid, I've been there myself, the stand-up comedian with over 20 years as a union actor doing voiceovers, narration, commercials, as well as TV and movie roles. He also encompasses over 40 years of experience in the field of metaphysics, healing, spirituality and New Age concepts. An avid hiker, he managed to climb to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro in 2006, Africa's highest mountain in Tanzania. He is a humanitarian and environmentalist, always looking for ways to improve life for people, along with a deep love for our planet and all the plants and animals who reside upon her back. As a qualified speaker, healer and teacher, he can demonstrate how to reignite the spiritual flame within us and send it outwards to all, improving not only our own personal lives, but those of every life stream that live on our beautiful world. Sometimes he outlines in detail in his something that he outlines in detail in his bestseller on Amazon, The Struggle for World Sanity, which will inspire and uplift those who read it. Very, very interesting. Now, before I bring Wajid on, I just want to say the internet has been acting up. Yesterday and this morning, the internet was acting up. So I just want to let people know that first and foremost. So if anything happens, it's obviously an internet problem. And we'll try and get back to regular programming if the internet comes back up. And we'll see how we get on. But fingers crossed, everything should be okay. Good evening, Wajid. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Good to hear from you. Good to be on your show.
Cheers. Thanks for coming on. Much appreciated. Now, obviously, we had a quick chat before we went live and you spent a bit of time in the UK, but most of your time has been spent in the States and you're in Carolina, correct?
Yeah, I'm based in Raleigh, North Carolina right now.
Okay, Raleigh, North Carolina. And that's where everything is kind of, well, not Carolina, but in America, that's where everything is going off. And we're going to get into that. We have to talk about that and get into your thoughts on what you think is going on. But before we do that, I want to find out what your journey was, your waking up process, because we all kind of start out, well, most of us start out in the matrix. You know, we're part of the system and we get involved in the system and do what we do, the 9 to 5 and all that. What was your awakening? What was the trigger for you that woke you up?
Well, it actually happened at a young age when I was about 16. I was raised as a Muslim. Went to mosque, read the Quran, did the prayers. I also went to a Church of England school, so I got Bible classes and Christian hymns and Christian prayers, and so you know I had both sides of two religions. And nothing really fazed me as far as Islam was concerned and as far as Christianity was concerned. I just looked at them as two, you know, separate ideologies to one divine principle. But it was at a younger age that I discovered my own yogi master by the name of Dr. George King. He was an Englishman. And I managed to discover one of the books that he wrote called The 12 Blessings. And The 12 Blessings was, you can get that on Amazon if you want to look it up. But The 12 Blessings, he was actually a very advanced yogic medium. Just give you a quick analysis of his background. He was he was a section leader during the World War II, during the Nazi Blitz over England. And as a young man, he couldn't understand why all this suffering as he picked up, you know, pieces of little children blown to bits, and it really affected him. And he tried to find the answers behind what all this suffering was occurring. So after the war, he got into self-realization, got into yoga, you know, not so much the Hatha yoga, which people talk about, but he went deeper and got into high states of elevation through breathing exercises, mantra, meditation, which he would actually do for 8 to 10 hours a day on top of his normal job at that time was a London cab driver. And so he did that for a period of 9 to 10 years, to the point where he reached a state of high elevation, where he reached a point where he could understand many things. And it was through that, through his deeper meditations and his mediumship at that time, that he was contacted by beings not of this world.
Okay, and what did he learn from them? What was the information he received from them?
Well, one of the main things that he received, first of all, you know, your listeners are very open-minded people, and one thing that Dr. King did say when he was on a podium, or that he was lectured or interviewed, that he always told his disciples or anybody that he was talking to that, you know, in order to receive truth, you have to speak the truth. So he made a solemn vow in front of his own divine creator that he would speak the truth. And so he was contacted by the beings who man the so-called UFOs. And at that time, he was able to not only have mental communication with the people upon these higher realms of existence, but also he projected two different planets in the solar system and saw these advanced civilizations himself. He projected to Mars, he projected to Venus. And so the average scientist says that there's no such thing as life on planets in the solar system. And I have to agree with the average scientist that on the physical realm, the possibilities of life on Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn is probably not that good based on the physical evidence that we see that has been shown as far as these planets are concerned. But if you just look at terrestrial religion, or if you look at the Hindu and Buddhist ideology, they talk about different realms of existence. And so most people don't even know what happens when they die. But most of the religions, especially in the Eastern religions, talk about other realms of existence. And what Dr. King said, well, having projected to these realms, that there were four realms of existence below us, which are called the lower astral realms, and there's six levels of existence above us, which are, I would consider, the higher realms. So when we die, we go to these realms, stay there for a while, and then we come back and, you know, go through the cycle of reincarnation. That's one of the things that the higher beings on these on the higher realms of these planets have channeled through Dr. King, that the ideology of reincarnation has to be reintroduced to the planet, because I think for these days it's very important that reincarnation be taught, because if that was taught on a global scale, then people would think twice before killing another person, thinking that maybe that could have been their mother or father or brother or sister in a previous life. But anyway, coming back to the other planets, Dr. King wrote a book back in 1960 called The Nine Freedoms. And in The Nine Freedoms, he outlined the total history of the human race from the past 18 million years that we've been there. And what he, again, a yogi master especially a yogi master, say, from India, they have tremendous powers because they manage to raise Kundalini up to very high psychic centers, gives them tremendous amount of powers. They can levitate, they can go through walls, they have tremendous healing powers. But one thing a yogi master who's very advanced can do, he can look at you and look at your aura. And when he looks at your aura, he can look and see exactly your past lives, where you are now and possibly where you're going to be. He looked at my aura once and verified a particular last life that I was in. And so on a larger scale, a yogi master like that can go project onto the other realms, and just like we have an aura, our planet Earth, Mother Earth, who's a very beautiful living goddess, you can actually read the aura, which are called the Akashic Records of the Earth, and know exactly what the true history of mankind was, which he did. And so I'll give you a brief history of the true history of mankind so that we can understand why, what's going on right now in this modern age.
Yeah,
why we have all this.
Go ahead.
Feel free to come in anytime if you have any questions, but it will bring your listeners a better ideology of why we are in the position we are now, and especially what's going on right now, this total chaos. But anyway, going back to 18 million years ago, we as a race actually lived on a planet by the name of Maldek. Now, Maldek was in orbit between the planet Jupiter and Mars, and he said it was a very so basically what he was saying is that all terrestrial man were all extraterrestrials. We're not actually from Earth. We were actually from this planet called Maldek. And on Maldek, it was very advanced technologically. He said that robots took care of all the menial tasks. The weather was totally in control. People had everything. Basically, you know, the Bible talks about Adam and Eve and the fall from the Garden of Eden. And even though that's kind of a fairy tale, it has a lot of truth behind it. And what happened on Maldek 18 million years ago was that there was these scientists that actually something just warped their minds to the point where they created this atomic bomb, which Dr. King said was 10,000 times more powerful than any of the atomic bombs that we have on Earth today. And in their lust for greed and power, they blew up the planet Maldek. And so all that's left of the planet Maldek right now is the asteroid belt. And so we were released onto our different realms of existence. And at that time, the hierarchy, the solar hierarchy, had to find out a place where we could be reincarnated. And different planets were thought of. But the only one that could offer us the experience cycle was the planet Earth. And at that time, 18 million years ago, she was inhabited by another advanced race known as Adamic Man. And so the Mother Earth decided of her own free will to accept us, a race of interplanetary murderers, to come and reincarnate upon planet Earth, which we did over the thousands of years. And Adamic Man stayed for a while helping the mutants that were on this, that came onto Earth. And then eventually a civilization came into existence by the name of Lemuria. And Lemuria was again a very highly advanced civilization. And then the disease struck again, and there was an atomic war on Lemuria, and we destroyed the planet. We destroyed the civilization of Lemuria, and where the Mother Earth was forced to flip her axis, and thousands or hundreds of thousands of years later, another civilization flourished by the name of Atlantis. And again, Atlantis flourished. It was a very highly advanced civilization. But again, you know, this lust for power, this greed came, and the, you know, there was a war brewing on Atlantis. One side made an atomic bomb, which they called the Brahma weapon, and another side created an atomic ray, but which they called Indra's dart. And some of the Mahabharata, or some of the ancient Hindu texts, actually talk about some of these things that happened upon Atlantis. Things like Vimanas and flying objects and terrible battles that took place.
That's right, we've heard about Vimanas and the technology, the advanced technology that has been found in the past. And people are going, hang on a minute, we have something here which is a battery. And it's like they find the battery, or they find some technology, and they go, but this is like being found. The archaeologists are finding technology, and what they're, obviously they get grants. And if they don't, if they find something that goes against the dogma, they're told to hide it and not say anything. So they have found artifacts, which there's a question mark, you know, advanced things they found, you know.
Yeah, these are, you know, if you research, if people are open-minded and they research, they'll find a lot of that on the internet. They can Google ancient civilizations, and yeah, you're right, they have found, you know, electronic artifacts. But, you know, again, Atlantis, you know, I believe it was over 100,000 years ago. I mean, again, after the atomic war, the Earth was told to flip on our axis, and down went Atlantis under the water, you know, the great flood. So you know, to find these artifacts is pretty amazing as it is, but when a civilization goes under the water, it's very difficult. But there have been evidence of ancient civilizations. And so you know, nobody would believe that we as a race of human beings could be so foolish as to not only destroy our own planet, but to destroy two civilizations. And again, once again, you know, we're on the brink of total destruction again. And it was really interesting to note that in the 50s, you know, all of a sudden when we started our stupid atomic explosions, it was known at that time that the Mother Earth was going to die because of the atomic explosions that were happening. And it was very interesting that in the 50s and 60s, a lot of the flying saucers were seen in the skies. There was concern in the whole solar system about the Earth and, you know, I would call them the cosmic masters. I believe they're beings who are not only scientifically advanced millions of years, but they're also spiritually advanced as well. And they look upon us as a family, not so much as, you know, one particular race or one particular, and they look at us more as children, erring children. And so they intervened in the 50s to help stop a lot of this radioactive fallout and pretty much save the planet. But what's happening today, history repeats itself, and if we're not careful, we are going to go down under again for a fourth time. But there's differences now that have not been the same as they were on Maldek, Lemuria, or Atlantis. What's happening now is that the Earth herself, you know, which most people, especially indigenous tribes, the American Indians and people in the Aborigines and people in Africa, they know that the Earth is a living, breathing goddess. And the people in the West mostly have just raped and taken over the centuries without giving anything back. Mm. And what's happening now is that the Earth as a planet will not be allowed to be destroyed, and if man man will still be allowed to war with each other, but he will not be able to destroy this planet. And if he does, then there will be intervention on a cosmic scale to stop man. And what happened back in on July the 8th, 1964, the cosmic masters came together and they radiated a tremendous amount of spiritual energy to the Mother Earth. It's called the Primary Initiation of Earth. And what this means is that the planet now every year is slowly raising her vibrations, and the vibration of all material life is being raised up. And one thing that Dr. King and the Cosmic Masters talked about by this raising of vibrations, and again I'm quickly bringing it up to what's happening today, is that there's also an invisible war that's going on right now. It's an energy war where you have people in, magicians in the lower astral realms that are trying to control. I think there's a war going on for the souls of mankind right now, and there's these people are trying to take over mankind. And one thing that they're trying to do is causing political unrest, is causing division between races, is causing division between religions, because by division they can create fear, and fear is very prevalent on the planet right now. And this fear energy they feed on. They don't feed on water or...
they loosh the energy, don't they?
I'm sorry?
They loosh the energy, the fear energy. They loosh it. It's called looshing. That's the name that I'd be familiar with. It's like the Monsters, Inc. In Hollywood, they had a cartoon, a kid's cartoon movie called Monsters, Inc. And the monsters fed off the children's fear. And it's the same principle as far as I'm concerned. They're looshing that energy, that fear energy from people. And that's what they want. That's why they're pushing out the fear all the time.
Yeah, and these are unprecedented times right now. And mankind is on the crossroads. I think we talked earlier about the Aquarian Age. The Aquarian Age is demanding that mankind cooperate. It's demanding that mankind, get back into service, not only for the family or the country, but for the whole world. And so on top of the Aquarian Age, we have the rising of the vibrations of the Mother Earth. Two aspects of what's happening now is that the ionosphere, which was actually physically put up after the destruction of Lemuria, and it was intensified after the destruction of Atlantis, is now gradually being taken down. So there's an increase in ultraviolet rays, cosmic ray bombardment is also increasing, which is actually very beneficial for the planet, for the Earth herself. And so mankind has to choose now either they raise their vibrations in cooperation with the new age, which is the great change which is dawning, or if mankind doesn't do that, again, this is not made up, but it's been seen by my master. But if mankind doesn't raise his vibrations, he will after death be taken from this planet to another planet, which the scientists have called Planet X, which is on the other, which is the same, on the same orbit cycle as the Earth, but on the other side of the solar of the sun. So it can't actually be seen, but they know by their mathematical calculations that planet exists. So we have reached this crossroads where we will not be allowed to continue with this madness that's happening right now. One thing that the cosmic masters just say is the quickening of vibration of the planet is gonna, it tells the people who live on these lower realms these black magicians, that it's also their end. They eventually, you know, by the law of karma, they eventually will be transmuted, not might be, and be taken on the onto the other planet, as well as people who don't cooperate. And so because they see that, I think there's a tremendous amount of interference going on right now, which is creating these terrible political unrest.
Well, we are seeing the Schumann frequency is off the charts at certain moments when you're watching the Schumann frequency, which is the pulse of the planet. And the last few weeks, because I do watch the Schumann frequency, a couple of weeks ago, it was the highest that's ever been on the planet. And does these whiteouts and these blackouts. When the whiteout happens, that's just a white stripe. That's apparently the 5D coming in, apparently. So I've been told. And then there's blackouts where it just goes completely black, where there's no, you can't view anything at all. But that has been really escalating. The frequencies have been going up, and people have been affected by these frequencies. They're either not sleeping or sleeping too long, or they're after food, or they're eating too much, or they're getting headaches, and they're getting certain symptoms. And we're just, it's like a wave that's coming in and out all the time. If they were to ramp up the frequencies straight away to 100%, our bodies couldn't take it. The physical human bodies couldn't take it. So gradually what's happening, like a wave coming in and out, as the frequencies get ramped up, our bodies are getting acclimatized to these frequencies going up. And obviously people who are not able to adjust to these frequencies, or they won't accept them, well, maybe they pass on. Because there is an awful lot of people passing on now as well, which we know, we hear all the time.
Yeah, and I think, I have to agree with you. And you know, we talk about, well, you know, all this stuff is happening around the planet. What's the solution? And, you know, there's only one solution. You know, Dr. King said in the 70s, when they had the oil embargoes and they had the oil crisis, he said there's only one energy crisis on this planet, and that's the spiritual energy crisis. He says if you solve that crisis, he says all other crises, not only in your personal life, but even between countries, will be solved. And so, you know, most people know that, you know, we're actually not just physical, we're actually spiritual beings in a physical body. And there's a tremendous famine right now. You talk about, you know, world, you talk about famine, physical famine. There's a spiritual famine. The souls of people are spiritually starved. And so the cosmic masters are saying, look, what you have to do is channel the energy, send it through, and send it out to the world. It's a very simple concept, but not many people are doing it. I mean, if like 100,000 people got together and they channeled this energy, this white energy out, which is a very tangible energy, and so that's the only solution to the problem right now. And I think that that things are going to get worse before they're going to get better. I mean, it can't get any worse than it is now, but we're on the blink of collapse. We're on the brink of disaster. And, you know, these are the last days of the old order. And the new order will be a greater peace. And it's also being seen and prophesied by my spiritual master, Dr. King, that no matter, you know, how much, as far as the endless wars and the political strife and all this rubbish that's going on, eventually there will be a new age that will come onto planet Earth. And, you know, my message today is of hope to your listeners. It's not something of doom and gloom. It's just letting your listeners know that if we open ourselves up and raise ourselves spiritually, doesn't matter what religion you are, what beliefs you have, that doesn't matter. It's a case of just sending down the white light and transmitting it out to the world. That's the only solution that's going to fix the problems that we have now.
Well, let's talk about what's going on today, because you are in the States, you're in America, And I've been doing a lot of kind of research, looking around the internet, just taking a few ideas from people as what they think might be going on. Now, I was also on a Zoom call with Kim and her team, the PIF group, people, the regular listeners know, Pay It Forward group, were on the call last night on Zoom, and we were talking about the current situation as well. And I have been on the internet looking around what's going on. So give us your take. As you're over there, what are you seeing and what's your take on this week? Because I do think this week is going to be an historical week for America, because it will affect us in, you know, in Europe eventually, because everything does. So we have to be careful and watch what's going on in the States, and observe, because we're going to have to go through change. The current 3D world, the system that we're in now, has to break down. Whether we like it or not, it has to break down for the new world to come in. It's just like childbirth. You know, we're going through the birth canal now, and it's shouting and screaming and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, that has to be done for the birth to take place. And we are going through that stage at the moment. But give us your take. I'll talk about the few things that I came across and let people know what I found out, or what's being said, at least, on the internet. And then, obviously, we can talk about it. But, yeah, give us your take on it, because you're over there at the moment.
Well, you know, if anybody's sensitive, I think most if you're anyway sensitive, you could cut the fear and the anxiety in the atmosphere here with a knife. I mean, they're talking about, you know, armed, you know, for every capital building in the States is going to be armed. There's going to be over 10,000 to 20,000 National Guards people, you know, protecting the White House during the inauguration. So there's a tremendous amount of political divide. And the Cosmic Masters have stated through Dr. King that the political politics have never worked. They have never bought any lasting peace. And they've told through his messages that any political party is just hasn't worked. It's all been fervor, and it's all lies. And then when they get in power, the continuous wars continue, and it's the people in the background who are behind the governments that really control this planet, as you know. And what we're doing, as far as, you know, I belong to a healing group. And we do online 12 blessing services. If people are interested, they could go to the website, which is 12blessings.org, the number 12 being numerical, blessings.org. And what we do is we have people from different countries. We get together and we put aside our political differences, our religious differences, and we just send out the light. We do that every day. And there's people from over 50 countries that are coming together. And that, Alan, is the only solution that will bring some peace and calm to this particular situation right now. As you can see, the violent demonstrations, you know, are just playing into the hands of the dark forces, because they want the violence. They want the upheaval. They want the turmoil. They want this hate energy between each other. And so the political, you know, I stay away from the politics, because no political party is actually going to work. The only solution, like I say, is a spiritual solution.
Yeah. No, look, I agree. We all have to go from the child mind to the adult mind, and people, regular listeners who to the show, will understand what I mean by that, because I've talked about it before on the show. We need to be in the adult mind. The adult mind doesn't need politics. Politicians need to justify their existence, the nanny state, That's why they are there. And by them taking everything off us and stopping us from being self-reliant, that means we have to rely on them, and it justifies their existence. This is the game they're playing, and this is the game that has to change. Now, I'm going to give a couple of scenarios while we're talking about this, Wajid. I'm just going to mention a couple of things that were said. Now, I'm not going to say this is going to happen. So with all people coming back to me and going, but you said this was going to happen. No, I'm going to give you a few scenarios of what's being put out there, and then we'll see what happens over the next week. And then, Wajid, if you have heard this as well, by all means, you know, come in and comment on them as well. Here's one scenario which we were told about Trump. Okay, so you know that the USA is USA Inc., okay, and it's controlled by London. Okay, so you know about that. And that happened around 1857. So the last president that was a president of the Republic was Ulysses S. Grant in 1851. And then they set up USA Inc., and then that became a corporate company which is controlled by London. And ever since then, it's been USA Inc. So the rumor is that when President Trump says, I'm not going to be the president, basically what they think he's saying is that he's not going to be the president of the USA Inc. Now, there is talk about Biden, whether Biden's going to be let in as the new president, but he'll only be the president of USA Inc. And by letting him become the president, it fulfills the whole fraud. See, if he doesn't get in as president, it's attempted fraud. But if he gets in as president and he accepts the role, then the fraud is done and then he can be jailed. Now, go ahead.
Well, I really don't want to go into that aspect of the politics between Trump and Biden. All I know is that it doesn't matter who's in power. The endless wars are going to continue. The economic situation is going to get worse. The rich are going to get richer, and the poor are getting poorer. So most politicians, it doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat, they're pretty much bought out by big business. And just based on my own experience, I've seen all the promises and nothing but lies when anybody gets in power. And so what the Cosmic Masters are saying is, don't listen to the politician, listen to the real politicians of this world, people like Krishna, people like Buddha, people like the Master Jesus. And these were also people, I think the greatest political speech ever given was the Sermon on the Mount. You know, how come people don't look up to that, to the real politicians of this world, you know, the spiritual politicians, people like from the information that I received, that the master received, they said that the Lord Krishna was actually interplanetary master from the planet Saturn. The Buddha was also an interplanetary master from the planet Venus. When he was born, there was five disc-shaped objects seen above the skies. And when he died, five disc-shaped objects were seen in the skies as well. The Master Jesus has been even in the Bible, he talks about being from the house of David, from the bright and shining morning star. What's the bright and shining morning star? That's the planet Venus. The star of Bethlehem, what was that? That was an interplanetary spacecraft that was above the stable, that heralded in the birth of this great master. And so we need to put aside all this political and listen to the people like Jesus, people like Buddha, people like Krishna, and all the spiritual masters of this world. We don't need to listen to any stupid politician. And that's what they're trying to say, is that, you know, look to the real leaders of this planet, and the real leaders of this planet are the spiritual masters who have taught through the ages love, service, healing, brotherhood, you know. And so, yeah, I just don't fall into the ploy of politics, no matter who it is.
Yeah, well, I do understand where you're coming from. We don't need politicians and we don't need politics. I mean, if we were all spiritual and had a child, had an adult mind, life would be so much easier and we got on with each other. And I totally agree. But Alan,
that's the thing is that people don't listen. People are not listening. And now they will either have to listen or they'll have to move. They'll have to go. And Dr. King also mentioned that these great interplanetary masters were born in very mysterious circumstances, you know, in very humble circumstances. Lord Krishna was a shepherd, and you know, Master Jesus was a carpenter. Well, there was one exception to the rule, the Lord Buddha, but even then, he had to give away all his princely riches and had to go and to the wilderness and become a beggar and to gain enlightenment. And there is going to be another master that is going to come to planet Earth. And this is also a prediction that's going to come true. And this spiritual master will not come in any kind of mystery like this, some of the interplanetary masters that came. He will come openly. Dr. King mentioned possibly that, you know, later down the road, I'm not sure when, the time has been set, but he's going to actually come openly in a flying saucer. He will openly declare himself. From the description that was given, he's going to be about 7 feet tall, humanoid, in a one-piece silver suit. And he's going to approach the Earth leaders at that time and give his credentials. And now listen to this. This is something that, you know, that goes even above biblical things that Moses did. But it's been said that his powers are going to be greater than the combined military might of all the armies. That's how powerful this being is going to be. One example that he said that he could possibly move the Statue of Liberty with his mind from New York to the other side of the coast. And so that is also has been predicted. And he will let the Earth leaders and the people of Earth know that either, again, you change spiritually or you will be removed after death and go to the other planet. And the people that remain on this planet are only going to be those who are going to raise the vibrations, who are going to cooperate in a spiritual manner, and the rest of humanity, which is going to be quite a few people, that will not be here in the next 1,000, 2,000 years. And so, again, you know, I'm not going to get drawn into the madness, but offering the solution to your listeners that it doesn't matter how crazy it gets. There again, there's only one solution. And another thing that the cosmic masters are also doing is that certain periods of time around they come into orbit around the Earth called magnetization periods, and they're actually potentizing the spiritual or pranic energies coming from the sun and sending it down to any person who is open to receive these energies, and they have complete control of these energies. Not only that, they have a complete dossier of every life stream that's on this planet, that's been on this planet, that is on this planet, and that will be on this planet. And so again, what I'm telling your listeners is that instead of looking down on our iPhones and looking at the darkness which is enveloping our Earth, is to look up to the skies and reach out to the higher beings and draw in this energy and send it out and heal the planet and heal mankind. Again, it's a simple solution, but it's the only solution. Everything else, even Orthodox religion, has failed in many ways because it's ended up on some bloody battlefield. And the corporations, the economic system, of course, it's laughable. And again, the political system, it's a standing joke with the cosmic masters.
When do you see things? Okay, when you see things happening, obviously what you've said there about people will stay in the planet, who will help the planet, and other people will pass on. So you obviously must be aware of the ascension. You know, they talk about the ascension or the 3D, the 5D, the frequency change on the planet. Is that what you're talking about when you're saying that people not staying if they don't, you know, focus and vibrate at the right frequency?
Exactly. Exactly what I'm saying. It's going to, the political upheaval, people's emotions are going to be more violent if they resist this change of vibration that's happening right now. And Alan, there's nothing that anybody on this planet, there's nothing that any military might, political might, any economic might can do to stop this. It's a done deal. And so it's a case of either you cooperate or you leave.
What's your timing on it? What is your timing? What does your master or your teacher say? What's the timing?
I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow. I don't think it's going to happen in 10 years. It may not even happen in 100 years. But it is going to change. And so to expect everything to suddenly change tomorrow, it could if the whole planet – that's a pipe dream. But if the whole planet suddenly decided to start sending out, there was a message that was sent through Dr. King, where they talked about another civilization within this galaxy that was approached by the cosmic masters, who were going through a similar scenario that we on Earth are going through, and they listened. And they opened themselves up to these radiations. They opened themselves up to these teachings of these interplanetary masters. And they said within 50 years, the whole planet changed. So I don't see anything changing drastically in the next 100 or so years. I think things are going to get worse. But I think if people and there is a change going on, there is I'm not saying that these are times of darkness, nobody's doing anything. There's thousands of people who are doing a tremendous amount of humanitarian work, and so it's a case, but they're the minority, and it's a case of the minority now becoming a majority. And you know, in case people think these are just airy fairy things, these things, I mean, one thing that I, you know, the people, I'm not asking people to take my word for it. People need to do their own research. But one thing that I was very impressed with Dr. King was that in the early 50s, when these transmissions were coming through, the cosmic masters would predict flying saucer sightings 3 weeks before they happened in Australia, New Zealand, America, and these sightings actually occurred, but they had to be stopped because the military were getting involved in scrambling aircraft to try to attack these flying saucers. So for me, that was a very credible evidence that he was in contact with these space beings. And so you know, people talk about 3D or 5D or this vibration or that vibration. It's all the same. It's a case of, we just have to. We've been brainwashed over the centuries. It's been carefully planned. We've been brainwashed into materialism, and we're really slaves to the system right now, all of us in many ways. And what the cosmic masters are saying is free our mind, free our bodies, and not be slaves to this, and open up our minds and start raising our vibrations and sending out the light. And these things will be proved. And like you say, it's not going to happen tomorrow, but somebody, you know, they say the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. But somebody has to start, and there is a movement going on right now that is beginning to start sending out the light to counteract the darkness that's enveloped the planet, don't you think, Alan?
Well, there's a lot of people getting involved and actually raising their energy, and as people raise their energy, We're seeing it around where your friends and family, you fall out with friends and family and people you've known for years, all of a sudden you fall out with them, they're on a different energy vibration, or people you know but you don't contact because, you know, you're just not vibrating on their energy. I mean, I've been in situations where there's certain people I don't want to be around because I just don't vibrate on the energy they're on. It's as simple as that. And it's nothing personal to them. It's just, you know, it's an energy thing. And I think more and more people are experiencing that, and they want to be with people who vibrate on the same frequency as they do. And as this goes on, I mean, I normally pick up when there's a major whiteout on the human frequency. I generally pick it up because I can feel the energy change on what's going on. So I think this is going on, and people are now in a position of deciding. If they haven't decided yet, maybe it's too late to decide. I think everybody's made their own choice by now as to whether you're going to be part of this transition to the new frequency, new earth, ascension, whatever you want to call it. And then the people that have decided that they want to stay in the matrix, they'll pass over. And what we're seeing is a lot of people passing over. You know, we're just seeing, hearing a lot of people, not just because the vaccine and COVID and everything else, but generally just people passing over because maybe that's their time. Maybe they have chosen in their higher self that, you know, they've done what they needed to do on the planet and it's time to move on. I don't know.
That's a good concept. But even before anybody passes over, you know, we also have to remember that, you know, we can predict our next incarnation or our next life based on our actions of today. So the actions of today will put us in a better state when we come back, when we reincarnate. So the more spiritual work that we do, the more kindness that we show. And you know, again, you know, if you look at the media, it's if it bleeds, it leads. And there's it's just constant fear, violence, and all this that there's just been thrown globally on just on the airwaves. And so, what the cosmic masters they look at mankind as mankind. They don't look at any particular race. They don't look at Chinese or Americans or Russians. They look at mankind, which we are. We're all one race. We are just one race. We're born in different bodies, born in different circumstances, but we are the human race. And Dr. King made himself very unpopular in the 60s when he said that the communist Chinese are just as close to you as your children. And, you know, it's a concept that none of us like. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that, you know, I'm just as close to terrorists as I am to people that I love. But that's the generalization. That's the concept that has to be taught now in this Aquarian age of love and service, that we are indeed our brother's keeper, and we can't, you know, he wrote another book called You Are Responsible. It didn't say that, you know, they are responsible. We have to, you know, pull up our own socks now and take responsibility, that we can't blame this particular race or this particular party or this particular economic system. We have to take charge now and accept our responsibilities as human beings working for other human beings.
Yeah, no, definitely. We have to take responsibility. That goes without saying. And that's part of what I call the adult mind. And I will get into that again. I know there's a message there in the chat room there saying about is the adult mind, the child mind is kind of divide and conquer. No, it's not divide and conquer at all. Basically, it's the psychology of when we start off as kids. We, you know, kids are generally teenagers, you know, selfish and ego based, but they grow over a lot of the time and we go into the adult mind, which is humility and wisdom. But unfortunately, some people never grow over. And sometimes you have kids that have an adult mind and you have adults that have a child mind. It's just the observation and applying psychology to it. That's all it is. But it's well, something.
I have to agree with you because that's based on reincarnation. Nobody knows the age of anybody. A 3-year-old could have the wisdom of a 70-year-old, and
exactly.
A 70-year-old could have the wisdom of a 4-year-old.
Exactly.
So it doesn't, being physically. Physically aged is the wisdom comes from experiences that you've achieved in previous lives. Why is it that these so-called child prodigies become pianists, musicians, or have high IQ? These are all from previous lives, and so I think most adults have been conditioned and brainwashed. To be in the scenario, like I think many of us are just walking zombies, just going through life without even thinking about what's actually going on. So one quote that I really like from the Cosmic Masters is they say that there's only one sin on this planet, and that's ignorance.
Yeah, ignorance is a choice now, really, because all the information we have around us. But people, you see, cognitive dissonance is another issue with people, because people are in the, as you know, Wajid, they have a belief system. And if you can't challenge your belief system, we call it, and I've called it, the fluid belief system. And if you can challenge what you believe, then you grow and you develop. And you, people like you will come on as a guest on the show. People will learn from you and go, okay, I didn't know that. I'm going to go off and study that and learn and have a look at this, like this, the King chap you talk about. People might go off and study his work because you've come on the show now. But there might be other people who, I'm not saying listeners to this show because they're very open-minded, but there's other people who won't listen to you, Mr. King, because it challenges their belief system and they don't want to have their belief system change because their life will change and they don't want their life to change. They're quite happy in their comfort zone. So they just stay ignorant to new information and they don't challenge their belief system. And this is what I've spoken about for years and have, talked about in seminars, about having a fluid belief system and learn from each other. And that's how we grow.
I 100% agree with that, Alan. And it requires bravery, and people are scared to move from the status quo.
Exactly.
You won't believe the hell I got for when I when I joined the Aetherius Society, which was Dr. King's organization, from my parents. They said it was they were a bunch of infidels and all. And so I rose above my Islamic beliefs and my beliefs in Christianity to something that was more unorthodox, but it gave me a greater a sense of appreciation of the higher aspects of truth, which you said. And so, yeah, people have to leave their comfort zones. People have to open their minds, and you're right. People don't want change. They're scared.
Yeah. Change, because people fundamentally don't like change, because a lot of the time change takes effort and energy. And a lot of people don't like taking effort and energy. So cognitive dissonance as well, challenging their belief system because their world might fall apart. I mean, the people who don't believe that there's such thing as aliens or ETs or UFOs and are the only life form in the universe, their life is going to change drastically if proof is given to them, and they don't want to know that because their life, they're happy with just believing that there's no other existence of life in the universe bar Earth, because they feel that their life, the world will fall apart.
In history, look at history, people thought that the Earth was flat, or everything revolved around the Earth. And if you dare say anything against that, you could be tried for treason. Mm. And those those belief systems in those days, and even Nostradamus, when he had his visions, had to code them carefully because he'd probably be under a witch hunt. But the things that the metaphysician says today is what the scientist discovers, 200-300 years down the road. The metaphysician is a lot more advanced than the basic scientist. And so the things that Dr. King is saying now, they used to, you know, they used to laugh at him in the 50s, and now people are more open. You know, I think there's definitely a global cover up as far as UFOs are concerned and the higher beings, because if the truth came out, then who would people on the planet look up to? Would they look up to the politicians or the economic people or the generals? No, they will look up to this, look up to the cosmic masters who are bringing, you know, light and healing to the planet. And so, you know, it would mean that their power-hungry people, they're not willing to disclose these truths, but these truths are coming now. And so, you know, like you said, people don't have to take my word for it. They have to do their own research.
Of course. I'm going to go off to the questions because we have a few questions that have come in from the chat room.
Absolutely.
So let's start on the questions there. Critic Ali on the Kell chat room wants to know, can you ask your guest, has he ever heard of Nadi leaves which contain Akashic records? Based in India, they speak of human beings upgrading to 5D reality and herald 1,000 years of peace and unity on the earth.
I haven't heard of that particular, part of the Akashic records, but I do agree with your listener that yes, indeed, within the next 1,000+ years, there will be a spiritual renaissance. Not might, there will be a spiritual renaissance.
Okay.
Coming to this planet, absolutely.
Okay, so Harry wants to know, question: where are the pyramids in Egypt and elsewhere? Lemurian or Atlantean hydroelectric generators? Were the pyramids in Egypt?
I'm not an expert on the pyramids, but Dr. King did say that they were extraterrestrial in nature. So they were built by extraterrestrials.
Okay, and they can actually. They can align.
Yeah, because just the alignment of the stones.
Yeah.
I mean, it was done by telekinesis. There's no way that slaves could have.
Yeah. Now, would you believe that? I was in a business meeting when I used to work in the corporate world, and I was in Italy, and we had a corporate meeting, and there was a couple of guys from Egypt were on the table, and I asked them, what's your thoughts on how the pyramids were built? And they said that they believe that they pushed the sand up. When they built one layer, they pushed sand up and then dragged the stones onto the next layer and then pushed sand up and then pulled the stones up. And like, I mean, you're talking of thousands of slaves to pull these stones. No, because yeah. We know that they knew how to use telekinesis or a method to lift the stones by using a frequency or vibration to do it.
Absolutely, and apparently it took, from Dr. King's information, it took 2 years to plan, and I think it took like 3 or 4 days to create the pyramids, based on his information. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? See, that's the thing that people in general, I'm not talking about your listeners, I think your listeners are very open-minded people, very intelligent people, but the average human being is so conditioned that when you throw out things like the pyramids, you know, being created by telekinesis, or the, you know, aspects of cosmic masters living on higher realms on the other planets, you're right. People don't like the shock. You know, it's a shock to the mind, and they don't want to accept it. But the thing is, reality is reality, and the truth is whether we like it or not. And so throwing at this aspect of truth out, cost Dr. King a lot of popularity. People didn't like that, especially when he channeled the Master Jesus through him and did the 12 blessings. His life was threatened by the Christian, Christian authorities in those days. Somebody tried to break into his apartment. And so, you know, when something is unfamiliar, people, the go-to is to try to destroy and not open their minds up to it.
Of course. Now, just talking about the movement of stones, I do remember, and I think I've said it before on the show, there's a guy in Florida called Leeds Cannon. It's LEDSKALNIN. And he's in Florida. It's called Coral Castle. And he found a way to move these stones, which were weighed tons. He worked out how to levitate the stones. And apparently he used cones to do it and frequencies, but they never, the secret died with him. He didn't tell people about it. So there is a way. So if you want to look into that Florida called Coral Castle and look into the guy who did it, apparently he knew how to levitate the stones with just cones. Okay, next question. Peter from Australia wants to know, all planetary bodies rotate on their axis. So why does the moon not rotate? Why does the moon not drift off into space? What's holding this dead body on of the moon there? Many thanks, Majid.
Again, I'm not an astronomy expert, you know, the fact that the moon doesn't rotate, but it's still under it's still under the influence of the Earth. That's why it stays where it is, and of course the moon affects the lunar cycles, affect the oceans, they affect our emotions, and so it's all part of the balance of the solar system. Again, I'm no astronomy expert, so I can't really answer that question.
Okay, there is a belief that that moon was actually pulled into place, and it's not. It's actually like it's false. It's not really a moon, because all moons in our solar system rotate except our moon. We never see the dark side of the moon. So our moon is the only moon apparently that doesn't rotate.
Well, you know, speaking of false moons, it's been, you know, again in the 50s and 60s, the cosmic masters quoted that Phobos, which is one of the moons of Mars, is actually an artificial moon. It's actually a satellite that was created by the Martians. And now scientists are, because again, it doesn't have a particular, you know, orbit around Mars. And now scientists are questioning that as well. So not only our moon, but Phobos and other moons are around different planets in this solar system may not actually be moons. They may actually be satellites created by the cosmic masters.
Yeah, and you know, I'd be open-minded to that, because there's things that we don't understand, things that have happened on this Earth. I mean, we talked earlier on about the whole the nuclear option which they used, which has thrown the Earth out of kilter. We are at now 23 degrees off zero axis, and apparently the nuclear option which they used was the cause of that, and that's why we have deserts instead of greenery. And what needs to happen is the pole shifts to happen for us to go back to 0 degrees, so Earth becomes more of a temperate climate all around the planet. And that's what I've read.
Well, another thing that is also prevalent right now is you know, people talk about global warming and the changing weather. But what they don't understand, again, because of the initiation of Earth, the changing weather is not, the global warming has probably a small part of it. It's not all due to carbon emissions. And one thing that has been predicted is that over the years, that the four seasons eventually will become one. There will be one temperate climate. There won't be a spring, summer, autumn, winter, but a more temperate climate. And so that's another reason why people need to change their concept on spirituality. On the planet Maldek, we could control the weather. The weather that's being created, like this earthquake in Indonesia, cyclones, tornadoes, all these are results of emotions being sent out to the nature spirits by the brains of mankind. And so we're responsible for these earthquakes, these tornadoes, these tsunamis. And so if we control our minds and start sending out positive spiritual thoughts, the devas or the nature spirits will pick up these thoughts. And one thing that you'll see immediately is much weather, better weather conditions on this planet. And, you know, the American Indians know that science. They do dances which invoke spiritual energies to the devas, and they can bring rain into manifestation. So in a scenario like the terrible fires that happened in Australia and California back in 2019, you know, again, the media, instead of like concentrating on the fires, if they would have told people send out white energy to the nature spirits of these fires, those fires would have burned out much quicker. There was one person running for Democratic office, Marion Williamson, and she's the only one that stood up. And like there was a tornado coming in to Florida, she's the only one that stood up and said, pray to this tornado, and everybody laughed at her. And so she had to take that tweet down. But that's probably the only sensible thing that any politician did say, and everybody laughed. So that's the mindset of people right now. They have to be taught things that, you know, that we need to get back to nature. We need to get back to what we used to know, and get away from this materialism, this madness that's going on right now.
Yeah. Well, people have to wake up. That's all part of the process, isn't it? Okay, we have another question for you from Joan. And Joan wants to know, does your guest believe that each of us has our own vibration, and using looking up where people did to express the greatness was part of something powerful and superior? I'm not sure.
Well, Joan, we were very advanced beings at one time on Maldek. We were advanced beings on Lemuria and Atlantis. We've fallen from grace. I mean, at one time we had three eyes. We've even lost the sight of our third eye between the forehead, which is now the pineal gland. And yes, everybody, just like fingerprints, everybody has an individual vibration. And, you know, again, we're talking about a science, you know, beyond science fiction, but we're talking about, you know, just look at terrestrial science right now. You know, using a global positioning satellite, you can now, terrestrial science can pinpoint anybody with a cell phone and anywhere on the planet. And that's just basic terrestrial science. Now, if you put that on a larger scale, the Cosmic Masters, with their scientific instrumentation, they have a complete, based on their radionic computer systems on their spacecraft, have a complete, they can tune in to every of the vibrations of every living being on this planet, not only human, but animal, plant, even rocks, have their individual vibrations, and they can tune into that individual vibration. And so all we have to do is to, we can contact the Cosmic Masters. We probably won't get a message from them, but we will get energy sent through us based on our individual frequency. And I have to agree with Joan. Yes, we do have a individual frequency, but at the same time, having an individual frequency, we're all part of the same vibration as a human race. We're all part of this one vibration.
Okay. Joan also wants to know, has your guest any suggestions on what we as a people should be doing?
Sending out the light. Like I say, do it in your own way, in your own religious way. You know, the Cosmic Masters are not saying that people form a new religion. They said, if you're going to be a Christian, be the best Christian, or if you're going to be a Buddhist, be the best Buddhist, and follow the concepts of what you believe. But you can even be an atheist and not even believe in God and still send out the white light, and that's the beauty of it. You know, so it doesn't really matter. And like I say, one potent way that I'm doing it is I I follow this prayer circle on a daily basis, which is 12blessings.org. And these are teachings that were given by the cosmic masters. and we pump out the energy every day. And, you know, it's a tangible energy. If you raise your hands in front of a mirror, it's very easy to do. Just raise your hands in front of a mirror and send white light out to the mirror, you know, maybe 5-6 inches away from you. And you can feel the tingling of your hands as this energy is repelled and hit back at you. So it's the same as electricity, but it follows it on a more higher vibrational sequence. It's not electricity as such, but it's on a more higher energy sequence. And that's what we've been told to do these days, is to send out this real tangible energy called spiritual energy, or the energy of L-O-V-E, love.
Oh yeah, very important. Very important, the love energy. Okay, question from Joan again. And she wants to know, if we the people worldwide work together in mind, we can stop earthquakes, etc. But does the planet need these events to happen to cleanse it? I do believe that we are going through, there's a lot of, Gaia is a living being. And a lot of these earthquakes are actually part of releasing various stresses on the planet and energies on the planet. And I think it was foretold that this would happen anyway. That so there's a reason why we're having these earthquakes, because it's all about releasing energy. But I don't know what your take is on that.
Well, Dr. King, you know, he realized that the Earth was a living being, and he devised a particular mission called Operation Sunbeam, where he devised ways that the spiritual energies could be, you know, like, just we have psychic centers. The Mother Earth, she has 49 psychic centers herself around the planet. And so he devised a way of sending spiritual energy into these psychic centers to give back to the Mother Earth a token replacement of what we've been taking from her and raping from her. And I agree with Joan that the tectonic plates do move. But if we send energy out to the Devic Kingdom, you won't get these violent earthquakes. And one thing that his mission, Operation Sunbeam, has done is that now scientists are looking into earthquakes, and they're seeing these like micro earthquakes occurring around the world now, and not as major as some of the major earthquakes in the past. Of course, we do still have like the one in Indonesia recently, that terrible earthquake. But the tectonic plates are actually moving in much more slowly, to the point where it won't cause a tremendous amount of destruction and deaths of millions of people. So I agree with that.
Okay, good stuff. And Peter has a question for you there. Peter says, question, are the people of India who place the red dot on their forehead doing the correct thing by placing the dot there? Are they blocking their third eye by doing so?
No, it's just ink. So they're not blocking anything. I was in Pakistan back in 1985. I went to visit my country of origin, and it was very enlightening to do that. But there's a place in Lahore called the Sheesh Mahal, or the Palace of Mirrors, and originally it was actually decorated with a tremendous amount of precious gems, diamonds, emeralds. But over the centuries, you know, everybody took everything from there. But there was paintings in there depicted people in, you know, because in Pakistan was part of India till 1947. But it showed these people, these paintings showed people with three eyes. So, we physically did have a third eye. As part of our evolution, we've evolved ourselves, and that pineal gland that's left was part of the third eye. Not to say that we can't open up the third eye. Of course we can, but I think the dot on the forehead is symbolic in Hindu religions to demonstrate the third eye. But I don't think it's blocking anything.
No, it's called a bindi, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it's called, Joan. It's they call it a bindi. Okay, and another question from Joan. Joan, getting a good few questions in there. Great stuff, Joan. Fair play. Does your guest believe in gut instincts for one's protection?
I wrote in my book that the greatest lie detector on the planet that we have is our intuition, and women in generally the more psychic than men, and women have probably better intuition because they're probably because of their psychic abilities are better than men. And so yes, we have to again let's not listen to the media, let's not listen to the pilot, let's listen to our intuition, let's listen to the inner voice that tells you the truth, that's saying yes, you know, despite the brainwashing that we've been getting, there's part of us that will say, yes, you know, this is true, this is correct, and follow this inner voice. And if the inner voice says, don't do this, don't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the gut. I'd say go from the heart, not the gut, from the heart. Go from the heart.
Well, the gut is, the as you know, is the solar plexus center. They call it the gut feeling. It's got nothing to do with the stomach. It's got to do with the psychic center, the solar plexus. And that is part of intuition as well, the psychic center receives energies, emits energies, and then that gut feeling is the energies coming into the solar plexus that you think, okay, this is not right, this is correct, or whatever, that hunch. As far as the heart is concerned, that's more of the radiation of the heart center is more on the level of radiation of that love energy. So one thing that we do is we raise our hands, like the old Orthodox Christian way of closing the hands in front of the heart is really an Eastern technique that was borrowed by Christianity, because when in the East you close your palms above your heart, you're actually blocking all the energies, and you bow in front of a person is saying, look, you know, my thoughts and my energies are completely between me, and I have no malice against you. And so what Dr. King said is the way to send out the power is to open up the hands. And we have psychic centers in our hands, and we have the heart center, which is a psychic center. And that's and send out the energy that way. Do any prayer that you feel that you must, or join in a prayer circle, and just send out that white light. Visualize this white light coming down into your brain, charging the brain, putting it over your shoulder, into the heart center, and sending out as a white light from the palms of your hand and the heart center.
Okay, I'll just do one more question because I'm just watching the time there. From Critic Ali, and she says, does your guest believe in the Middle Eastern jinn? In Ireland, we call these entities the fairy people. And does he think they are interdimensional beings?
Well, as far as the fairy people, the gnomes and the fairies, those are basic nature spirits, the people who are psychic. Of course, the people in Ireland are probably over the centuries have been quite psychic and have seen these gnomes and owls that they take care of the flowers and the plants in their gardens and the crops. As far as jinn is concerned in the Middle East, jinn depicts demon. And so again, you know, there are demonic forces that are actively working. And these are not like just like monstrous type of people. These are actually very highly intelligent. In fact, Dr. King projected to some of these lower astral realms, and he said on a scientific level, they're actually 200 years advanced in regards to laser technology, computerized systems, aircraft systems. And then, of course, you know, black magic rituals. So these are not just, like, you know, horned individual with hooves and a pitchfork. These are very advanced demonic forces who are actually very highly, highly intelligent as well.
Okay, brilliant. I've just gone to news just come in, folks. And Wajid, you're not familiar with Kim and the foundation. I kind of said it to you briefly before the show. But apparently, just to let the regular listeners know who know about Kim and the foundation and the Life Force team, that the ground command have just declared war on the deep state. Okay, that's just in information, just in. So that means that the proverbial is going to hit the fan. Keep an eye out for that. Okay, sorry, I had to. Message just come in from the foundation. I just had to pass on there. Okay, so we have about 10 minutes left, Wajid. So what can we do? Let's go through what people need to do, because we're at this critical time at the moment on the planet. And as you said, the trouble on the planet is ignorance. And I totally agree. Ignorance is now a choice. For all the information that's out there, people don't want to look at the information because they're in their little comfort bubble, and you know, anything that challenges their belief system, they're scared, they fear it. So how do you get through to these people? What's your suggestion to get through to these people?
The more people are enlightened and the more they received information that will enlighten them, that's important. I would suggest that your listeners keep an open mind and maybe do their own research. They can go to Dr. King's organization, which is the Aetherius Society, and check out the website. It's spelled AETHERIUS.org, Aetherius.org. They can go and you know, the information I gave is just an introduction to the teachings that the cosmic masters have been given through the Aetherius Society for over 60 years now. The initial contact was 1954. So I would suggest to do that, and just start sending out light. Start praying for the world. Start sending out energies. If you belong to a religious organization, go there and send out the light. I mean, these are very, very dangerous times on this planet. Let's face it, Alan. They really are.
Yeah.
And they really are dangerous times on this planet. But what I want to let your listeners know is that there's hope, there was a message that said that in the darkness shines the smallest light. So even if a number of people, I think the Master Aetherius spoke through Dr. King, he said even if 300 spiritually minded people started sending out energy, they could make a difference to the planet. So they know that millions are not going to suddenly change overnight. But if a handful of people, and it's always been a handful of people that have changed that have changed the world, and so we have to first of all keep an open mind. We have to follow our intuition, and we have to start sending out the light. They want to join me on my prayer circle that I join, which is 12blessings.org. They can do that every day, and in their own way start opening up their minds and what they could help as far as their own family. You know, you talked about, you know, breaking, trying to create mends in family, you know, problems, and then reach out to the community and reach out to the country and then reach out to the world. You know, it all starts with one individual.
And what about individual meditation? I mean, how is that important to you? I mean, do you meditate often, and how is it important is it for people to do that?
I think it's extremely important to meditate, because meditation is going within, trying to find serenity, trying to find peace of mind, contacting the divine within us. Those things are important, but they're not the solution. I mean, in the old days, the greatest person was the person who detached himself from mankind and went into deep meditation and gained enlightenment. But these days, the requirement is service to mankind, service to all. Mm. So it's important sometimes to just go to the wilderness and meditate and go within. I think it's an essential balance. But the more important thing right now is to send out the white light and be in the midst of mankind, be in the midst of the homeless and the smells and the atrocities that are occurring, and be right in the middle of the city, send out the light, and still be able to meditate as well. Because meditation, you've got to stay sane in the madness. Meditation is a way of kind of getting back into some kind of serenity, some peace of mind. Because if you don't have peace of mind, how can you project that to other people if your mind is in turmoil, right?
You have to do your own work, exactly. And yeah. Do you feel, I mean, I do feel personally that we have to go through this process. This is all part of the awakening. And some people need a very short, sharp shock to their system to wake them up so they will get onto the right path. And the best way to do it is for somebody to go through something that makes them think, makes them open their mind, challenges what they're being given and the belief that they're being pushed, you know, what the media are saying and what the politicians are saying. Because a lot of people who go through the waking up process, either they have a death in the family or they have a medical issue or something happens that triggers them to question what's going on. And that's really with COVID, this is what we're seeing.
Absolutely, Alan. Unfortunately, they say pain is the cornerstone of spiritual growth. And the pain that mankind that we're going through, you know, we've it's our own dirty laundry coming back at us. We're responsible for all these conditions. We've created all this mess. Is our creation. You know, God didn't create it. You know, or the higher beings, they want us to live in peace and harmony. So this is something that we as a collective have created, and which we can do to change. And yes, unfortunately, you know, pain is a hard teacher. But you know, I think these are not punishments. I think these are essential teachings that we're going through. Because I don't think the laws of karma punish. The law of karma teaches, it doesn't punish. But sometimes these lessons are very, very painful indeed. And you're right. The more painful experience can actually make people better. I mean, how can you know people who've been through cancer can probably or have gone into remission, like my sister did recently. Have more empathy for people with cancer. So sometimes if you've been through painful experiences, you can have more empathy for people who are going through those. Yeah, they do change you for the better.
Brilliant, brilliant.
And you don't have to repeat those experiences as well if you learn from them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they do say if you don't learn from the life lessons that you've been given, they will be given back to you until you learn from the lesson and then you can move on.
Life after life after life.
And you keep on learning. Well, listen.
Yeah, just this life, you know. Yeah.
Wajid, thanks for coming on to the show. We've reached that time. A big thank you for coming on. And, you know, welcome to the show. It's the first time you've been on. So we'll have to get you back on. The feedback on the chat room there is, yes, we'll get this chat back on again. So I'm sure we'll sort something out. But before I let you go and we go off to a musical break, tell the listeners where they can find you. If you have a website, tell us about your book, where they can look it up and find it, and give us all your details there.
Yeah, the book is called The Struggle for World Sanity, and you can get it on Amazon UK. So The Struggle for World Sanity. And if they want to email me, I have an email. It's a Wajid, the number 4, numerical, GK at gmail.com. I have a website, but it's to do mostly with my acting stuff, so people don't have to go on that one. But if they want to email me, just go to wajid4gk@gmail.com. And again, the book is called The Struggle for World Sanity.
Brilliant stuff. All right, Wajid, stay there for a minute. We're just going to go off to a musical break, and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
Hi, folks. That's Wajid Hassan, and interesting information there from Wajid. I do want to go through a few things with you to let you know what's going on. I know Wajid said about, you know, the whole political thing and all that, and I get that, okay? But also people kind of want to know what's happening, because this week is quite critical on a 3D level. It's very critical. And we know politics is not the answer. We know that. But I'd still want to touch base with you what's being said on the internet. And you can do your own research, look it up. I'm not saying this is true. I'm not saying this is going to happen. But I just want to give you a heads up on a few things. The message that Kim just put out there about the deep state is basically the gloves are off. No more Mr. Nice Guy. That's what really it means. I think who asked me that on the chat? Peter. Yeah, Peter. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Now, I've just got the message saying, you know, no more Mr. Nice Guy for the deep state, that the gloves are off. So I haven't had time to look into it. So I look into it more, and maybe have a post up something during the week on the Facebook page. Remember, Circle of White Light is on Facebook, folks. So go over there, because I'll post stuff up there on Facebook. I know some people don't like Facebook. I am also on MeWe as well. If you want to go over to MeWe there, I can post stuff up on MeWe as well. But if you want to check it out, if I have information, I'll post it up there. So basically, with the research that I've been doing, and the things I've come across, I'm not saying this is going to be the case, okay? I'm just going to tell you what I've come across, and none of this might never happen, but then some of it might happen, okay? But this is what they're saying at the moment. That, okay, so America stopped being a republic in 1871 with Ulysses S. Grant was the last proper president, and from there, USA Inc. was created. And so every president after that was like the CEO, and it was run by London. So what they're saying is that Trump, now I'm not saying Trump's a saint, I don't know why he's pushing out the vaccines and all that stuff, but let's just, you know, say it for what it is. So Trump is saying things like, well, you know, I won't be a president, or he's not going to be president. But maybe he's just talking about not being president of the USA Inc. Now, if Biden is going to commit the fraud fully, then he has to go through the whole process of becoming a president. Some people are saying that he'll get to the gate of the Capitol building, and they won't let him in. And that'll be like, you know, the good guy is saying, no, you are not going to accept you as president. Other people are saying that he will be let in. He'll go through the full process of being a president, and then he can be arrested, because he will be committing fraud and will have committed fraud. Before that, it's attempted fraud. So then he can be arrested. So there's a lot of different scenarios going on. Biden also said, apparently, that he doesn't want any National Guardsmen around him with bullets or having their guns loaded, because he feels they might take him out. So he's asking the National Guardsman who's around not to have any ammunition in the guns. And there's like 21,000 guardsmen there. I know they're saying there's about 10,000, but apparently there's about 21,000. I will get, John, I'll send you over Wajid's email address on email. I'll send it off to you on Facebook on PM. I'm not on the computer now that has the details, so I'll send you that over. So that's really what's going on there. So this week is kind of very critical. There's so much going on this week. So from now up to the 20th, we'll just have to keep an eye on what's going on. And it's going to be changing. It's going to be chopping and changing. So we just keep each other notified and let each other know. Again, I love the questions. Thanks, Tash, for querying about the child mind, adult mind. And thanks, Critic Ali, for your question regarding the moon. We do talk about the moon not rotating. It rotates around the planet Earth, but you never see the backside of the moon. And apparently that's the only moon in their solar system that doesn't fully rotate. Now, they might have their scenarios for that and give, excuses for it. But then do you believe the main, NASA and the space agencies, do you believe them? They lied to us. They've lied to us in the past, so they'll probably lie to us again. So, do we really want to believe them? So where do we find out the answer and the evidence for that? I don't know. I'm sticking with it seems to be a satellite that was put in place, unless there's other information to say that it's not. But we'll see. Look, I have a fluid belief system. I don't mind changing my mind if I get given evidence to prove that it is what it is and it's an actual moon. Okay, just a few other things that is on the list there. Professor Dolores Cahill can confirm she is one of the co-founders of Freedom Airways. Freedom Airways is an airline to open the world to travel between cities where there is no quarantine, no requirement for PCR. And it's called FAFTA. And apparently you can buy into this airline. I think it's €100 is the minimum amount. And the plan is that they will probably lease an aircraft. I can't see them buying an aircraft, but they'll probably lease an aircraft. And you'll be able to fly in the aircraft to wherever place you want to go. Maybe there's events that are going to be going on. And you'll be able to get on the aircraft with no mask. And nothing like that. This is the general idea. So I'm going to be speaking to one of the PIF members, John, who's also involved with the Irish Freedom Party. And I want to get a bit more information about that. So I will try and find out information about that and let you know as soon as I find out. The other thing that was on the news in the times.co.uk was they put an article up there saying hundreds of NHS and care home staff have formed a group opposed to vaccinations, wearing masks and testing in hospitals. The group NHS Workers for Choice, No Restrictions for Declining a Vaccine, has gained more than 250 Facebook members in a month. They include a GP, several accident and emergency nurses, healthcare assistants, lab workers and private and public care home staff. It says it is not an anti-vaccine group and exists to support healthcare workers, but the Times found posts saying that the Pfizer biotech coronavirus vaccine was a new frozen virus, similar to smallpox, to be unleashed on the world. They compared it to poison. Now, I couldn't read the rest of the article because you needed to sign up and I wasn't going to sign up to that. But I'm sure it's interesting if you have an account with the Times to read the rest of the article. But it's great to see that groups are getting together. I think Italy and Poland now, a lot of the businesses in Italy and Poland have opened up regardless of the laws, stuck their two fingers up at the system and said, I'm sorry, but we're not doing this anymore. These laws are getting ridiculous. So it's great to see that happening in Europe. Will it happen over here in Ireland? I don't know. I really don't know we have fluoride in the water. You know all about that. So is that affecting what's going on? Is that affecting people? I don't know. I think more and more people are beginning to question things as there's more. I mean, there's more and more reports coming out in different countries of vaccine damage, people getting vaccine damaged. They think they're doing the right thing and they go and get the vaccine, like doctors as well. And all of a sudden they have side effects and effects from the vaccine. And I've seen some of the videos and they are shocking. So, I really don't know what our politicians are thinking of. Micheál Martin was on the news talking about, you might need a vaccine passport to get into the pub to have a drink. You know, I mean, what are these guys smoking? Really, what are they smoking? I really don't know. But, you know, they better not knock on any people's doors soon, because I don't think they're going to be welcomed. A lot of people are saying, now, if people want to go off and get the vaccine themselves, that's up to them. You know, they can do that themselves. But mandating vaccines for everybody to do it and saying you can't go into a pub without a passport, no, sorry, mate. And now you're pushing the boat out. The Nuremberg trials and the laws that came in with Nuremberg because of the Nazi experiments that were done on prisoners in World War II, that's why we have them laws, to stop this from happening. And I don't think our politicians actually realise that there's laws in place for that, plus the fact we have a constitution. But, you know, they will do what their master's bidding. You know what they're like. So it's going to be up to us to make a difference and make a change. But maybe what will happen in America will wake a lot of people up. There is talk of people being, after this week, people being tried, and these cases being put on the media, and people seeing, they won't have a choice, but they will see these people being tried for the crimes that they did and the things they did. And there's going to be people who are in the Matrix who don't know anything about this, and it will just completely blow their mind. So there's a question here. Would you put your kids in an uninsured car? Why would you... uninsured poison into your body. Yes, I know. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you just... Look, you do your research on the vaccines. Do your research. And if you feel that you're happy with the ingredients and everything that's been going on, then that's up to you. It's your body, your choice as to whether you want to put a vaccine in it. I'm just going to say no. You know, that's it. Simple as that. I don't want a vaccine. Thank you very much. But that's just my opinion, for what it's worth. Okay, the guest on the show for next week is Andy Thomas. Another great guest. Great information from Andy Thomas. Always welcome to have Andy on the show. And we'll catch up. Andy's from the UK. And we'll catch up what's going on in Andy's life. And, you know, everything about what's going on with COVID. And also, during the week, on Thursday, as you all know, it's Ireland's Independence Day. It's the 24th of January, Ireland's Independence Day. Now, normally what happens in Ireland, we have the turning of the Sovereign Seal, which happens in the Mansion House on the 21st, but at noon. But obviously, with everything going on, I can't see that happening, of course. But just to let people know that 21st of January is Ireland's Independence Day. I think, you know, I really do think we'll know on Thursday after the 20th, if not on the 20th, on the 21st, we'll kind of know what's going on. It'll give us an idea of what way things are going to be moving forward. So we'll just see what happens. But I'll just like to say a big thank you to everybody who logged in and on the chat room. And okay. I'll have a look at that link there. Slimboy on PIR, thank you very much. I don't know whether Barry's going to be on tonight there on PIR. But a big thank you for everybody who's logging in, tunes into the show. Much appreciated. Happy birthday to Joan's mum. And anybody else that has a birthday, happy birthday to you there. All right, for myself, Alan James, take it easy. Have a good week. This is a serious, serious week. Loads going on. Very important week in history, I think. I do, because of what's going on. And the history books will be writing about this, I'm pretty sure. But we'll see what happens anyway. See what happens by next week, and we will have a good talk about it. But take care, have a good one, and we'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio on CircleofWhiteLight.com, focusing on solutions and thinking different.